Welcome back. Today we're doing a super classic drum and bass move that sounds way more advanced than it actually is. Drum fills built from reversed hats. If you've ever heard that sucking swell that pulls you into the next snare or the drop, that's the vibe. The reason it works so well in DNB is it creates momentum without messing with the low end. It feels like energy is ramping up, but your kick and sub still stay clean. We're going to build a tight, rolling, one bar or half bar reversed hat fill in Ableton Live using only stock devices. And the goal is important. This should feel like percussion with direction, not a random whoosh. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then set your grid to a fixed 1/16. DNB lives and dies on tight timing, so we want the grid working for us. Now create a new MIDI track and name it REVHAT fill. Next, we need the right kind of sample. For beginners, pick a short closed hat or a tight shaker. Avoid long open hats at first, because when you reverse something long, it turns into a big wash and it's harder to control. A good starting point is a hat that's mostly transient, something like 50 to 150 milliseconds. Short, bright, and ticky. Drag that sample into Simpler. Not drum rack yet. Simpler is just faster for this kind of sound design. In Simpler, make sure you're in classic mode. Turn warp off, because we want it clean. Turn snap on, because that helps you make clean edits. And for voices, set it to 1 if you want that choked, tight DNB style where each hit cuts the previous one. If you want a little overlap, you can try 2 later, but 1 is a great modern roller's default. Now reverse it. Hit the reverse button in Simpler. Here's the first teacher tip. The start and end markers are basically your groove control. When you reverse something, the impact becomes the end of the reversed sample. So your mission is to trim it so the reverse ends with a crisp tick, not a soft fade or silence. Adjust start and end until the swell ramps up and then ends sharply, right on a clean transient. If your fill later feels like it's stumbling, don't instantly start moving MIDI notes. Go back here and nudge the start marker by a few milliseconds. That tiny move can make the swell feel early, late, or perfectly locked. Cool! Now let's write the fill. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. We'll do the easiest DNB-friendly version first, a half-bar ramp. In the last half of the bar, so beats 3 and 4, place 1/16 notes across the grid. So you've basically got a steady run of reversed hats leading into the next downbeat. Then, to make it groove and not sound like a typewriter, remove a couple hits. A simple example is remove 1 in the middle of beat 3, and remove 1 in beat 4. Don't overthink which one's right now. The point is to create a little breathing room so the pattern has shape. Now do the most important part, velocity. Set the early hits lower, and the later hits higher. Think of it like you're drawing energy upward. For beat 3, keep velocities around 50 to 70. For beat 4, push them to around 80 up to 110. This is the trick that makes the reverse feel like it's pulling you forward instead of just sitting there. Reverse hats are basically risers with rhythm. Velocity is what makes them feel like a build. Now, groove. Open the groove pool and try a swing 16 groove, likely. Amount around 10 to 20%. Just a touch. If it starts feeling housey or too laid back, back it off. In DNB, swing is seasoning, not the main course. Next, we add motion and that zooming feeling using auto filter. Drop auto filter after Simpler. Set it to a high pass filter. Start the frequency somewhere around 500 to 1200 Hz. Keep resonance modest, around 10 to 20%. We don't want a whistling tone, we just want shape. Now automate the filter frequency across the fill. Here's a simple move that works constantly. Start thinner and end fuller. For example, over the last half bar, automate from about 1.5k down to about 600 Hz. So it begins narrow and fizzy, and then it opens up into the hit. And if you want it to feel more like a DJ sweep, don't draw it as a straight line. Keep it thin for the first quarter, dip a little in the middle to reveal some body, then open quickly in the last eighth. That curve feels dramatic and intentional. All right. Now EQ 8. This is where you stop the fill from messing up the mix. Add EQ 8 after auto filter. Put a high pass on it too, usually around 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Yes, even hats. There's often junk and rumble down there that will fight your kick and bass once you start adding reverb and saturation. If the sound is brittle or annoying, do a small dip in the 7 to 10k area, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's dull, you can do a gentle high shelf around 10 to 12k, maybe plus 1 or 2 dB. Small moves. We're shaping percussion, not mastering a song. And here's another coach move. Don't let the fill steal the backbeat. If your reversed hats start competing with the snare crack right at the end, Automate the EQ so that in the last eighth of the bar, you slightly reduce the upper highs, like 8 to 12K, just during that final moment that keeps the snare feeling like the king of the impact. Next, saturator for bite. Add saturator after EQ. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on and level match with the output so it's not just louder and tricking you into thinking it's better. Saturation helps these reversed hats read on smaller speakers and feel more present in a dense DNB mix. If you want even more definition on the NTIC, you can add drum bus after saturator. Keep drive low, crunch very low, and push transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20. That emphasizes the ending tick, which is what makes the reverse feel satisfying. Now let's add space, but in a controlled way. Add reverb. Keep it tight. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10K to tame the fizzy top. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. We're not trying to hear a big room. We want a little puff of air. Then the pro move. Put a gate after the reverb. Set the threshold so the reverb tail gets chopped quickly. Attack fast, like under a millisecond if possible, and release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Tune it to the tempo until it feels rhythmic. This gives you that tight, gated reverb feel without washing out your groove. Now finish the chain with utility. If you want width, set width around 120 to 160%, but don't go crazy. And turn bass mono on, around 200 to 300 Hz. Reversed hats do not need low stereo information. Keeping that area stable makes your whole track translate better in mono. At this point, you should have a really usable reversed hat fill. Let's talk placement, because this is where it becomes real DNB. The most classic spot is the last half bar before a drop, or before a phrase change, like bar 8 into bar 9. Another perfect use is leading into the snare on 4.1 in a two-step pattern. So imagine your drums, kick on 1.1, snare on 2.1 and 4.1. Let the reversed hats build underneath and aim them into that 4.1 snare. That moment is the money. The fill doesn't replace the snare. It makes the snare feel bigger. And here are two landing tricks that instantly upgrade it. First, leave a tiny gap. Mute the last reversed hat right before the snare, even just that final 1/16. That silence makes the snare hit feel louder, without you touching the snare level. Second, add a tiny normal hat tick layered exactly on the landing, like on the last hit of the filler right on the snare moment. High pass that tick layer pretty high, like 2 to 4K, so it's just an edge. That gives your ear a clear arrival point. Now quick troubleshooting, because everyone hits these problems. If it sounds like a noisy wash, your source sample is probably too long, or your reverb is too wet. Shorten the sample in simpler first. Then reduce reverb. Don't immediately rewrite the MIDI. If it's fighting your kick and bass, your high pass isn't aggressive enough. Bring that EQ8 high pass up toward 300 or 400. If it's making your groove lose punch, your reverb decay is too long or your gate is too open, shorten the reverb, tighten the gate release. If it feels random, don't spray and pray notes. Lock the rhythm, then shape energy with velocity. And if it gets weird in mono, reduce width. Keep it under 160 and check utility bass mono. Now, mini practice. This is where you actually get good. Make three fills. Fill A, last half bar, simple 1/16s with a couple rests. Fill B, last quarter bar, denser and higher velocity, like a quick hype burst. Fill C, last full bar, but with more rests, like call and response, so it feels musical instead of constant. Then for each one, automate the auto filter differently. For A, maybe 1.2K down to 700. For B, more extreme, like 2K down to 900. For C, 1.5K down to 500. Resample them, bounce them out, and name them like Rev Hat Fill 174A and so on. That's how producers get fast. You build a small library of your own tools. One more workflow upgrade before we end. Once you like your device chain, group it and save it as an audio effect rack preset. Something like Rev Hat Fill Shaper. Next session, it's drag and drop. Quick recap. Short hat sample into simpler, reverse it, trim it so it lands crisply. Program a tight DNB rhythm, usually last half bar, and use a velocity ramp for forward pull. Add auto filter automation for motion, EQ to keep it out of the low end and tame harsh highs, saturator for presence, reverb plus gate for a tight puff of space, and utility for safe width. When it's done right, it feels like the track is being pulled into the next hit, and your main drums still punch exactly the way they should. If you tell me what sub-style you're aiming for, like rollers, jungle, jump up, Neuro, Mimal, I can suggest a specific fill rhythm and a set of device settings that will match that vibe.